Matthew chapter 24, we'll begin reading in verse 36. The Bible says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving marriage, unto that day that Noah entered into the ark, and they knew not till the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the other shall be taken, the other left. And two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But note this, that if the good man of the house had known and watched the thief would come, he would not have watched and would have watched and not would have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." You can be seated. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for this opportunity, dear Lord, to be in your house today, dear Lord, to worship you, dear Lord, just to thank you, dear Lord, for how good you've been to us in our life, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for your blessings, your mercy, your grace, dear Lord, that you show us each and every day of our life, dear Lord. We can't thank you enough, dear Lord. We can't serve you enough, dear Lord, for how good you've been to us. Dear Lord, I pray today, dear Lord, that you would use us, dear Lord, your servant. Dear Lord, we stand in a spot we stand often. Dear Lord, where we can't do it alone, dear Lord, where there's no man, dear Lord, that can stand in the spot that we're in today, dear Lord, without a touch from you. Dear Lord, I pray you touch us, dear Lord, use us. Dear Lord, I pray you open the hearts of your hearers. Dear Lord, I pray, dear Lord, that you bless in this place. Dear Lord, open up the windows of heaven. Dear Lord, that we may receive your blessing today. Dear Lord, I pray you touch me once again, dear Lord, not that I could be seen, dear Lord, or necessarily heard. Dear Lord, but that Jesus Christ could be magnified. Dear Lord, I thank you for Calvary and the blood that was shed. In Jesus Christ, we do pray. We look here in the text of the scripture, of the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Jesus here is telling his disciples what they will see in the last days. And church, like we've said numerous of times before, as it was mentioned in Sunday school, I believe that we're in the last days, the last hours, even the last minutes, that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will come. But we can look here, and this is word from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he tells the disciples in that day what we will see at the last days and the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what we should expect in those days, what will happen in those days. And I want to look here, and the Bible says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." If you have your Bibles this morning, flip over with me to Luke chapter 17, verse 28. The Bible says, "Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and in his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him not likewise return back. Remembers Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, and the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding and together, and the other shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Whosoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Friend, can I tell you that day that we're talking about is the rapture of the church. Now that word rapture you will not find in your King James Bible, but you can, that word is to be caught up, to carry away. Church family, this morning I believe that we're living in the days of Jesus Christ is soon to return, and he will come back for his church, and we will be taken up into heaven with Him. But as we read here in the Scriptures in the text this morning, there will be some people that is still left here on this earth. Frank, and I tell you, not everyone, probably under the sound of my voice, will go to heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. However this message goes out this morning, there will be people under the sound of my voice that will die and go to a devil's hell. And friend, if Jesus Christ is soon to return, friend, there will be those that are left behind to face the days of the tribulation. And friend, you think we're in the hard times now. You think we're facing tribulations, trials, suffering now. You wait until God's out of the picture. You wait until the inner man of God preaching truth no more. You wait until there's no house of God you can come into to get help to last you through the week. But my friend, we see through reading the Scriptures this morning that as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be also in the coming of the Son of Man. Even in the days of Lot, friend, before the flood, they was eating, they was drinking, they was marrying, and then all of a sudden God opened up the windows of heaven and this thing was over. Just like in Lot days, they was living life, marrying, building, whatever they was doing in that day, and all of a sudden it rained fire and hail and brimstone, and God destroyed that city. Friend, we're living in a day and hour that that's going to happen in the sound of our voice, that Jesus Christ is going to return, and He's going to take those that have accepted Him as their personal Savior. That's those that's been born again, those that's been washed in the blood, those that have repented of their sins and called unto Jesus Christ as their Savior. But everyone that has never called Jesus Christ Lord, every one of them that has never repented of their sin, none of them that has ever been born again, friend, they will be left behind to face destruction in this day. And friend, I want to look this morning, Romans 12:2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We see that Jesus tells them in Luke that the man that is up on the housetop, let him not return back into his house to receive his goods. Friend, let me tell you something. The things that you have in this earth, your homes, your nice businesses, your nice buildings, your nice boats, your nice trucks, your nice hunting equipment, whatever it may be, friend, when these days come and they will be left behind, and if you are a saved, born-again believer, you will be raptured up, caught up in the air to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we read in our text this morning that there will be some people left. We see that 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We see there in Luke chapter 17, the Bible says, remember Lot's wife. She turned back her eyes to Sodom, that place of wickedness, that place where her heart desired. And we see that she was turned into a pillar of salt because her heart dwelled in Sodom. And friend, today the rapture of the church is soon to take place, but there will be some that will turn their head to the things of this world, and they will be left behind. I want to preach just for a few moments this morning on don't miss it for the world. Lot missed everything that she ever had in front of her, and she missed it because her heart was still left in Sodom. One woman shall be at the mill grinding, the other taking, the other left. The other that was left, her heart is wrapped into the things of this world. Friend, can I tell you this something this morning, young people, adult, older people in the house, this world has nothing to offer you. This world has nothing good to offer you. But friend, can I tell you this morning that Jesus Christ is the best thing that has ever happened to me in my life. Friend, I felt no pleasure in this world that would last a lifetime like serving my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The alcohol will run out, the booze, the liquor, the vodka, the wine, it'll all run out. The dope will run short, friend. But can I tell you, Jesus Christ, He satisfies. He is the peace that passes all understanding. And friend, if you ever get a hold of Jesus Christ, you'll love Him, you'll adore Him, and you'll serve Him into the day of redemption. But we see here in our text, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, the Bible says, and Jesus here speaking, He says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man,
What is that day, church? We've done covered it. We done mentioned it. That day is the rapture as we know it. That day is the calling up, the catching away of the church. And Frank, and I tell you this morning, it is not a fairy tale that you read in some of Shakespeare's writing. It's not a fairy tale that you'll read, but friend, it is a true fact that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and he's gonna call us up, those that have been born again. We see, first of all, that day is the rapture day. Friend, to some of us, under the sound of my voice, that may frighten you, that may scare you, that may ruffle your feathers this morning. But Frank, can I tell you, that is a true day in this Bible. And friend, I can tell you, if it's pinned down in this Bible, it will come to pass. If it's pinned down in this book, it will happen under the sound of my voice. Every crossing of the I, T, every dotting of the I, friend, it will come to pass. And Jesus speaks it out of his own mouth, that in that day and hour knoweth no man. Friend, I'm fed up with the people that will try to prophesize when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is coming. If you ever run across a man like that, friend, turn a deaf ear to him and keep serving Jesus Christ. I don't care about the Benny Hinn crowd, all the other people, friend. They do not know when Jesus Christ is going to come back. But friend, not even the own son, not even the angels in heaven know when he's coming back, but only the Father. And friend, if we was to stand here this morning and tell you Jesus is coming back on such and such a day, friend, we would be telling you a lie, a false prophet. Friend, I don't know when he's coming back, but I can promise you one thing. One day he'll split the eastern skies, and he will come back and receive those that have accepted him as their personal Savior. We can see the rapture of the church, that rapture day that Jesus is speaking about in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Friend, to some of you, it may frighten you. But friend, can I tell you, as a church believers, as Christians this morning, it is our blessed hope to know that one day we will be carried away from this wicked world. Friend, this world's not my home. This world is not your home. If Jesus Christ is your Father, friend, we're just pilgrims passing through in a wicked society, in a wicked world. But friend, it is our blessed hope. Titus tells us in Titus 2:13, it says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Friend, it is a blessed hope that we have today as born-again believers in Christ, that Jesus Christ is soon to return. Friend, you think about how hard it is in these days raising children, friend, but one day we won't have to worry about that. We'll be in heaven with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How hard it is living in this ungodly world, this ungodly society. But friend, we as Christians have a hope to look to, that Jesus Christ is soon to return. Friend, don't get discouraged by this world. Don't get discouraged by the news that's going on around us. Friend, and I, this morning, just look up to Jesus Christ and know that he is soon to return. We see here, Titus also says in verse 14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. Friend, we may be different in this world. We may look different. We may talk different. We may dress different. But friend, can I tell you, those people that are different is the ones that are born again, ones that is not conformed to this present world system. But friend, we have a hope that Jesus Christ is soon to return. We ain't the popular crowd. We ain't packing out the house this morning. But friend, what we have is a hope in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can see here, friend, that there is hope in Jesus' coming. It's so easy in these days and hour that we're living in. Friend, we got so much to do, so much things to do. Friend, we can get puzzled up in the things of this world and get so bent up out of shape. But friend, can I tell you, just think about when you get in those days and the spots that you're in. Friend, I can tell you, I'm in the same spot sometimes. You're so busy. I got so much going on and you feel like all hope is gone. But friend, just remember, that we have a blessed hope that Jesus Christ, the world, the Lord of this universe, the one who gave him life for me on Calvary's cross and shed his life's blood for you, is going to come back and going to receive me out of this wicked world and receive you out of this wicked world. Friend, that day that Jesus is speaking about is the returning of himself. We can see here, and we can see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 18, it says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Friend, we can find comfort in this Word of God that we have in our hand. Every problem that we have in life is found in this Word of God. You want to learn how to raise children, friend, don't go to any other thing to this morning other than the book. You want to know how to live a life pleasing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, don't go read the book, The Best Life Now. Friend, you get into this Word of God, and friend, I promise you, if you dig into this book, you'll have the best life that you've ever could dream of this morning. Friend, because I can tell you one thing, the author of this book is not Mr. Joel, but it is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Friend, he penned it down before the foundations of this world. And if you want to have your best life now, you read this Word of God. You study this Word of God. You dig in this Word of God. And friend, you endure affliction until the end. And friend, our best life is yet to come. There is no best life here on this earth. Friend, our best life is when we're going to be with Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. We can see three things about that day that's mentioned verse 36 of our Bible and chapter 24 of Matthew. Friend, this day that has been spoken about by our Lord, it has been revealed in this book. You can go to the New Old Testament scriptures of this book, and you can see the prophets point to this day. Friend, it's not a fairy tale that you read in some of the fake books out there. Dr. Seuss, friend, he did not write this, but friend, it is a true day that Jesus Christ is soon to return. And friend, we find scriptures in here that will open our eyes and bog our mind down, friend, that not everybody will be carried away in that day, but there'll be people left to face destruction outside of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see, first of all, that day has been revealed in the Bible. We can see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16, it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall ever be with the Lord. Friend, Jesus Christ is coming back one day. And friend, when is he coming back? Well, let's look at our scripture. It says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. We can see that not only this day was been revealed in the Bible and revealed by our Lord, but secondly, it is a real day that will occur. Friend, like we said, friend, this ain't just something that's been made up. This ain't just something in our Bible to get our attention. But friend, this is a real day that will occur in one point of time in this world. Is it going to be under in our lifetime? Friend, I can't answer that question. But one day I know that Jesus Christ is coming back, and some will be taken and the other ones left. And friend, I want you to think just for a few minutes this moment. Do you have loved ones that'll be left in that day? Do you have family, friends, loved ones that'll be left in that day to face all destruction? Friend, all hope will be gone when Jesus Christ comes and raptures this church out of this wicked world. Friend, you think what CNN will put on the TV in that day? Planes will be falling out of the sky. People will be left, their clothes just laying there on the ground. What happened to them? Where's the pastor? Where's the deacons? Where's the Sunday school teachers? Everybody's gone that's been called a born again believer in Christ. And friend, think about the destruction in that day. Friend, we better get right with God. We have not too long to serve Him. Friend, our days serving Jesus Christ are getting shorter and shorter every single day. Friend, you better make up your mind today. If you're going to serve Him, if you're going to face persecution with Him, if you're going to serve Him until the end. Friend, we have not long to serve Him. Paul tells Timothy there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, that henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Friend, is that crown of righteousness going to be laid up there for you? Have you done anything in your lifetime to earn a crown from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I'm not talking about coming sitting on the church pew every Sunday morning, but I'm talking about on the job site. Have you ever did something to earn a crown from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Have you ever gave a gospel tract to somebody and told them about what Jesus has done for you? Have you ever come out of your comfort zone and served Him like you've never served Him before? Friend, I hate to know in that day that I would have no crowns to give to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How embarrassing would that be? How unworthy we will feel when we see Him face to face. The one who loved us, the one who died for us, the one who faced all the afflictions that we did not have to face, and we have nothing to lay down at the feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Friend, it's time to put the television to aside. It's time to put this world to aside and to serve Him faithfully in these last days. Friend, we've got children that'll sit here that'll probably never get a hold of God if they don't see their grandparents, they don't see their mom and their daddy fall in love and serve Jesus to the fullest in these days. Friend, it's more about coming to church just on Sunday morning. But friend, we ought to come Sunday night, Wednesday night. We ought to come to Sunday school. Friend, you say, well, I don't see where there's scripture to back it up. Friend, but can I tell you, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Friend, can I tell you, this morning under the sound of my voice preaching, it's to help us go through the week. It's to help us get through the hard times in life. But friend, when you gather yourself in a small group, in a study group, and dig in this Word of God, that is where you find help and encouragement to grow as a Christian. Friend, don't tell me there's no scripture to back that up. You ought to study to show thyself to prove, and to be gathered in a Sunday school room, and to have those children gathered in a Sunday school room, and to learn this Bible. Friend, every time the doors are open in the church house, we ought to be gathered ourselves in the church, in the local church, worshiping and praising our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would hate to know that I was at on the lake when my Lord and Jesus Christ was returning. I would hate to know that I'd be watching a Super Bowl game and Jesus Christ came back and I would not be found in the house of God. Friend, all over this nation tonight, there'll be people, churches, close the doors, roll down the big screen and watch a football game, watch the commercials and have alcohol flashing in front of the eyes in the local church. And friend, what has happened to this world, what has happened to this society, is they have turned their eyes away from Jesus Christ. And what's going to happen, friend? We're going to be merry and we're going to be partying. We're going to be doing everything of life. And soon Jesus is to return. Noah warned and warned and warned in those days. And friend, the flood came and wiped them all away. And Noah and his family was the only ones that was saved. Not only is it a real day, Acts chapter 1:11 says, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." Friend, our disciples, the disciples of this Bible, they saw their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ ascending up into heaven, and the angel said, "Why stand ye gazing up?" And friend, that's some of the where we're at this morning. We're just gazing up, waiting for something to happen in the church. And friend, you better start looking up. life and start doing stuff yourself. Friend, don't wait for the preacher to pray for you. Friend, have you ever thought about praying for yourself this morning? Friend, I'll pray for you every chance I can get. But friend, I wonder today how many people pray for me during the week. I wonder how many people this morning pray for your fellow Christian people that is in the house this morning. Friend, I'll pray for your family. I'll come sit on the couch. I'll come to the hospital when you need me. I'll do anything you need me to do. But friend, don't rely on a preacher to help you in the situations of your life. Friend, you need to get a hold of God yourself. You can get a hold of Him just as good as I can if we read this Word and study this Word. Friend, we can get a hold of Him no more, no better than I can this morning. Now, it's all right asking people to pray for you. Often do I ask my other preacher friends, hey, pray for this situation, hey, pray for that. But friend, we're on the other end praying as hard as we can ourselves. But friend, you can ask people to pray for you, but friend, do it yourself as well. We're living in such a day in society that people still gazing up looking for somebody else to do something for them, and they don't want to do nothing for themselves. We can see not only has this been revealed in this precious book, not only is it a real day, but friend, it is a rapid day. It is a day that will occur under the sound of our voice in a twinkling, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will return to this earth. And friend, He's not going to be treated like He was the first time He came. But friend, He's going to be King of kings and Lord of lords. He is coming to bring judgment upon this world. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:52, it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be risen incorruptible, and we shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Friend, you blink your eyes just one time, and your lost loved ones will be left here behind without no hope in this present world. They'll have to get the mark of the beast on their forehead, on their hand, to be able to provide food for their family. And friend, it's up to us this morning to teach them and to show them in the Word of God. If they never get born again, they will die and go to a devil's hell. They will suffer for all of eternity. And friend, we ought to wake up as Christians and don't miss this day, whatever we do. You hear people say, there's some people, I promise you, said tonight about the game, I don't even know who's playing. That's how out of date I am in this world. But friend, you'll hear people say that I wouldn't miss that game for the world. There's nothing that I would miss to watch this game for the world. But friend, can I tell you this morning, your attitude should be, don't miss this day that I'm talking about for this present world system. Friend, if you love the world, you love not God. But friend, this world is our enemy, and it has nothing to offer me, and it has nothing to offer you this morning. The only thing it can offer me today is alcohol that they're selling on Sunday. I can go to a drugstore and get drugs in just a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Could I have drugs in the hands of little kids all around this world? Friend, this world has nothing to offer me, and it has nothing to offer you. Don't you miss this day for this world. Lot's heart was dealt in Sodom. Her heart was still there in that city, dwelling in that city. In the moment, God dropped fire and brimstone, and she was left behind, turned into a pillar of salt because her heart still dwelt there in Sodom. Friend, this world has nothing for me. And young people, it has nothing for you. I promise you, friend, it has nothing to offer you. We can also see in verse 37 and 38 of our scripture, friend, and I don't know if I have time to finish this morning, but we can see there, but as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus gives us something to look forward to. How shall we know when these days will come? How shall we know when the time is getting near? And friend, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 5, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these shall come to a pass, but the end is not near." And look at verse 13. In your Bible of Matthew chapter 24, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Friend, are you going to be the ones that will endure affliction until the end? Are you going to be able to face the persecution, endure it until the end? The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy, as we look Wednesday night, 2 Timothy verse 3, the Bible, or 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible says, "For the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears." But look back in verse 2, the Bible tells, Paul tells Timothy, "Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season." And the Bible tells us in verse 4 of 2 Timothy chapter 4, "And they shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." But friend, can I tell you, that there is the day and the hour in which we're living in. Friend, people will not endure the sound doctrine. The Greek meaning of that word is they will not put up with righteous preaching. They will not put up with preaching that gives against sin. And friend, that there is the days of Noah. I'm not talking about the wickedness of this world that lines up in the day of Noah, but friend, I'm talking about Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He preached 100 years in that day, building the boat, working and preaching. And friend, often at times do we feel like Noah's just working every day, preaching every time we get a chance, and people turning a deaf ear and not listening to what the Word of God has for their lives. But friend, can I tell you, the Bible says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of God, even though it was a wicked generation, even though it was a wicked society." Friend, Noah still found grace in the eyes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And friend, can I tell you, this morning we're living in the days of Noah right now. We're living in the days of Lot right now. Friend, where people will not turn their ears to the Word and listen to the truth of what this Bible has for me and for you to learn this morning. Friend, the Bible tells us that sodomized men should not marry men. Women should not marry women. Friend, that is not my opinion this morning. That is in this Bible. But friend, we're living in a society where we don't take this Bible for what it really means. Friend, the Ten Commandments is just a joke anymore. We don't believe what it means. We're taking it off of the Supreme Courthouse. We're taking it off of every public place that we have, friend. And friend, it's like we're in the day of, it was in the book of Judges, chapter 17, verse 6. "But in that day there was no king, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes." And friend, that is America this morning. We have no king to look to except for Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But friend, every man's doing that which is good in his own eyes. That's why you have these bunch of people that ain't got a job, that ain't got a life, that'll protest against abortion, that'll protest against transgenders. And friend, I tell you, we're living in those last days. And if we don't step up as a church, we'll watch the generation, the next generation, go to hell in a handbasket, because, friend, we have not stood up for what is right in these last and evil days. Noah was facing the wicked days. Noah was facing the troubling days. But, friend, after all the corruption that was around him, Noah was still faithful. Noah still found grace in the eyes of God. And, friend, it's time as we today in this small church, is there anybody in these last days that would be a Noah? Is there anybody in these last days that will stand up and find grace in the eyes of God, that'll flee fornication, that'll flee adultery, that'll flee drunkenness, and it'll lead your family in the way that they should go. Friend, that ark is a picture of Christ. That ark is a picture of salvation here this morning. And friend, as Noah preached, that the only way to get out of this flood, the only way to avoid destruction is to get into this ark and thou shalt be saved. Friend, can I tell you this morning, destruction is coming to this world. We're facing wicked days. Friend, if our Lord and Jesus Christ tarries, it's coming. Friend, there'll be people left behind to face days of horrible destruction. Friend, we've never seen it in America. This world's never seen destruction like they'll see it during the tribulation period. You think about sometimes how hard it is right now just to scramble up some food there on your table. Friend, how good it must be to have some bologna or whatever it is in the house. But friend, can I tell you, in that day, it'll be just like it was in the books of Kings. They'll be boiling their children and eating their children in that day. Friend, we're going to live in a wicked world if we don't get right with Jesus Christ. Friend, it's time to quit playing. It's time to quit playing church. It's time to quit playing Christianity. It's time to quit playing God all the way around. Friend, I can tell you one thing. There's a lot of preachers this morning that's a puppet. The church congregation has them on a string. And anything that they want them to do, they'll do it. There's a church right up the road from here. I ain't going to call no names. But the preacher stepped down from the pulpit out of the congregation because he wanted to marry sodomized in the house of God. But can I tell you, friend, thank the Lord that there's still a congregation that'll stand up against the sin of this world. And friend, it's time as we stand up against the sin in this wicked world. Friend, can I tell you something? That we should not have to be fussing and bickering or going on weeks and weeks of trying to figure out where transgenders should use the bathroom in this society. Friend, you're either born a woman or you're either born a man. There is no in between. But what's happening, it is not the little kid's fault, but friend, it is our parents' fault that they won't bust their tail and show them what an old-fashioned wood whooping is, taking them out to the woodshed and beating their hide in until it's red if it takes it. Friend, there is nothing wrong with whooping a child. That is where it's happening. There's this, sorry to say this morning, that Boy Scouts here in Texas wanting to have transgenders, 8 years old, wanting to be a transgender. Friend, it's not that little boy's fault. It's his mom and daddy that won't raise him up and to show him what true living is all about. Friend, it's probably time that somebody would take their mom and daddy out by the woodshed and show them what a good old-fashioned whooping is. Friend, sin is still sin, and it's time that we stand up against the wickedness in this world. But we've not. We just got so conformed to this world. Killing babies left and right, left and right. But what are we doing about it? Nothing. We're used to it. We're used to it. You look on the news, kids killing their parents. We're used to it. We're used to it. But friend, we're living in these last days. We're living in the days that is soon that Jesus Christ will return to this wicked world. I want to ask you this morning, and we're about done, turn over to 2 Timothy. Verse 2 Timothy chapter 3. The Bible tells us, "This know also, in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers." Look here, church. "Disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection." Friend, that there, what Paul was prophesizing to Timothy, that the last days was occurring. Friend, they're here now that we're facing. As we look Wednesday night at this text, disobedience to parents. Frank, can I tell you this morning that the one thing that the devil is going to attack that we can find here in the Word of God is our family. That is exactly what is going to attack in these last days. Children, disobedience to parents. But friend, we see right here, without natural affection, those shall happen in the last days. You go over to Romans chapter 1. God turned them over to a reprobate mind to do the sins of their pleasure. And friend, not be affected by the sin. And friend, that's what's happening to us today. We're not affected by sin no more. Sin don't bother us. Friend, this morning, if we was to go out into this world and stand against sin, we will face persecution. No doubt that we will face persecution. But friend, are you willing to do it in these last days like Noah was? But as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be when the coming of the Son of Man. Look here in verse 39, the Bible says, and they knew not till the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Friend, you have not tomorrow. You have not a tomorrow to serve Him. Friend, you've got to make your decision right now if you're going to serve Him in these last days. If you're going to be faithful to Him in these last days, friend, it's not a decision that can be prolonged. Friend, the Bible says we are just a vapor here today, gone tomorrow. Friend, it's not promised that we'll come back to church tonight. It's not promised that you'll see me next Sunday morning. It's not promised that you'll see me tonight behind this pulpit. Friend, God can take me in just a short amount of time. And friend, it's reality. He can take you too, here today, gone tomorrow. But friend, the rapture, the carrying away of the church is exactly the same way. We didn't get to finish, friend. Lord willing, we'll finish this tonight. But friend, this morning we saw that some will be taken, the others left. As we're standing all over the building, if Angie would come, just play a hymn of invitation softly this morning. Friend, you must be born again. You must turn from sin, repent from this wicked world. Friend, there'll be those that'll be left behind, those that'll face the judgment of this world. And friend, we must point every people to Calvary's tree. Friend, there is hope in Jesus.